Before I started doing my research, I always thought of people as being either authentic or inauthentic. Authenticity was simply a quality you had or that you were lacking. I think that's the way most of us use the term. She's a very authentic person. But as I started immersing myself in the research and doing my own personal work, I realized that like many desirable ways of being, authenticity is not something we have or don't have. It's a practice, a conscious choice of how we want to live. Authenticity is a collection of choices that we have to make every day. It's about the choice to show up and be real, the choice to be honest, the choice to let our true selves be seen. There are people who consciously practice being authentic. There are those who don't, and there are the rest of us, who are authentic on some days and not so authentic on other days. Trust me, even though I know plenty about authenticity and it's something I work toward, if I am full of self-doubt or shame, I can sell myself out and be anybody you need me to be. The idea that we choose authenticity makes most of us feel both hopeful and exhausted. We feel hopeful because being real is something we value. Most of us are drawn to warm, down-to-earth, honest people, and we aspire to be like that in our own lives. We feel exhausted because without even giving it too much thought, most of us know that choosing authenticity in a culture that dictates everything from how much we're supposed to weigh to what our houses are supposed to look like is a huge undertaking. Given the magnitude of the task at hand, be authentic in a culture that wants you to fit in and people please, I decided to use my research to develop a definition of authenticity that I could use as a touchstone. What is the anatomy of authenticity? What are the parts that come together to create an authentic self? Here's what I developed. Authenticity is the daily practice of letting go of who we think we're supposed to be and embracing who we are.